The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. So I just want to welcome all the visitors who are here, especially those who are visiting that are family members, right? Parents or grandparents or godparents or cousins, family members, friends of our first communicants who are going to receive Jesus for the first time. I'd like to also thank or welcome all those who are here for, it's possible, the Wells Fargo tournament. We know we got the golf tournament coming on, and sometimes that brings people here. So just to let you know, we're in the South. You're in Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome. So homilies are right around an hour. And Masco's, so you'll still make Rory's tea time, so don't worry about it. You're still good, Rory and Shufflin. Now, it was funny, I was out at a baseball game the other day, and I was sitting with some parents, and they kind of leaned over to me and kind of said, you know, "Hey, Father, is the homily really going to be kind of long this week in like 45 minutes? And I'm like, "Why not? Y'all got no problem sitting out here watching a baseball game for 2 hours. Anyways, no, we won't do that to you. I know you got a lot going on, and we come here to receive in order to go out and give, right? Like those first Christians. And so, a question I have for you, because I'm sure the vast majority of you have experienced this independent of your age, and I'm talking about when you've, in your life, you've received a call. Okay, there's many ways to communicate in our world today. It could be a phone call, by voice, it could be a text message, it could be FaceTime. But a moment where you received a call in which brought great joy to your heart, right? A call that inspired you, encouraged you. Maybe you had the opportunity to be the one to initiate the call, or the one to maybe bring somebody else in to make that call. Maybe you're in a particular profession where someone asked you to call a young adult, a young lady or a young man thinking about that profession, and you took time to call them just to encourage them. In between the masses, I had the 7:30 mass, I called my mom. Called my mom just to wish her happy Mother's Day, and told her I was hoping to get up there, but it's not gonna be possible. So I'm trying to work a backdoor deal with my niece to see if she can go by Harris Teeter and pick up some flowers and take it to her. I'd surprise her. But I'll get back up there and see. But just the importance of a call, right? Personal touch of a call. This past week, I received a call from one of the coaches of one of our high schools. And I have to put it up front that I'm very neutral with all our schools. I love all our young people. So I have everybody's swag. I have all your swag. So when I go to your games, I wear the different things. And sometimes there's been opportunities where I've received a call or an invitation to go to a sporting event. Like I know a year back, I went to a state championship basketball game, Myers Park versus Charlotte Catholic, and Myers Park won that one. But I told the families, I got to say, first half, I'm on the Charlotte Catholic side. Second half, I'm wearing my green on the Myers Park side, cheering for, or, you know, so both sides, because God's on both sides, cheering for all the kids who are competing. But I got this call this past week from the varsity baseball coach of Charlotte Catholic, and he said, hey, will you come give a talk to our guys, you know, just before batting practice? They got a big, big game tonight, second round of state, and they're playing Myers Park at home. And all those kids know each other. It's so beautiful. I mean, one kid came over during the game. I was at the game and said, you know, the guy pitching for Myers Park, he's like one of my best buddies, man. He's one of my best buddies. And he goes to Catholic. And he goes, but I got to root for Catholic today, you know. But it's a friend of his. So, you know, it's kind of tough. You go to those games and you see kids on both sides. So I get this call from the coach, and I'm going to go give a few words to the boys. And I'm like, man, what can I say? And I thought of a couple friends of mine who could really bring a little more inspiration to them, you know? Somebody else who might be able to deliver something, but they were gonna have to do it remotely. And, you know, these two guys are men of faith. I've known them for years, had the grace of journeying with them when I lived in Atlanta. So I got to the dugout and I had the high school students show me how to do FaceTime because I don't know how to do it. So they showed me, all right, Father, you gotta click on here. So I did FaceTime and got them all together, and I got Brian Schnitker and Eddie Perez from Atlanta Braves on FaceTime with them. So they're up there doing batting practice before their New York Mets game, and they're like, Father, we got meetings, I don't know. I said, you can do it, just do FaceTime with these kids. And it was simple. They just got on there, did FaceTime, and the high school, you know, athletes were like, wow, man. They were so excited. It was exciting. And it was great to kind of walk away from that moment knowing these two coaches are also men of God, they love Jesus, and to send them a text and just say, hey, thank you for that. That little 10, 15 second FaceTime you did meant a lot to those varsity baseball players. And so they went to the game, and this time Catholic won. So one kid who I knew since fifth grade, he like hit a home run. And he was like, yeah. It's awesome. So to see the power of a call, right? Whether FaceTime or text or voice, the power of a call to be the one to deliver it or the one receiving it, and the joy that can come in the moment. Our beloved Lord Jesus, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, at one moment outside of time, received a call from his heavenly Father. He was always with his Father. Still is now, was with his Father when he answered his call and he came to earth. He never left his Father. He and the Father are one. But at one moment, his Father turned to him and said, son, will you go? And he's like, send me, I'll go. I'll go, Daddy. And so Jesus, imagine the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, same as they are today, at that moment, when they put all their hope in a teenage girl. And Gabriel, the archangel, delivered the call. Went and saw Mary and talked about her being the mother of the Messiah. And Mary said yes to her call. And at that moment, with her fiat, with her yes, the second person of the Blessed Trinity received something that he did not have before. Our humanity. The humanity of us all. No matter what country we grew up in, no matter what language we speak, no matter if we're in the pew or out of the pew, no matter if we're following right and loving God with all our heart or we're far from God, Jesus said yes to his call. Mary said yes to her call in the greatest search and rescue mission ever began. The power of a call. And then after Jesus poured it all out, and we all know the story, we have the living word of God we can carry with us every day. Above all in our hearts, you little ones receiving First Holy Communion, this Jesus is coming to you in a special way. It's hard to explain. He's coming sacramentally present. It's Jesus completely Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity, tastes like bread, looks like bread, feels like bread, but it's this Jesus who's come into your heart today. Why? Because he wants to be closer to you than the air that you breathe. He wants to help you answer your call. You see, we all have a call. The greatest discovery we can make in this life is to discover our call, our personal call, purpose and meaning in our life. It's the greatest discovery. And the greatest thing we can do in this life, whether we make it all the way to the MLB and we're a coach winning the World Series or whatever, because they even know it. Many of the golfers taken to Quail Hollow today, there's a lot of prayers going inside those ropes. There's a lot of prayers when they grip those putters, more than we can imagine. The greatest call we can discover is our personal call from God. And the greatest thing we can do in this life is to follow that call. You little ones, your parents, thank you to your parents and to your godparents for answering the call. You stood at the baptismal font one day. You made those promises to raise your children in the practice of the faith. You're here. You're here coming from the pews, your children, to receive Jesus for the first time. There's still work to do, obviously, in all of us. You're helping them in that journey to receive the fullness of their baptism, which is confirmation, where they in their heart answer the call to say, I want to follow Jesus. My brothers and sisters of Christ, we all have the same call. The same call. A call to love like Jesus. A universal call to holiness. If we love like Mary, if we love like Jesus, if we do it in the simple ways, if we do it with excitement and the joy of little ones, we answer that call. This morning we had Mass, 7:30 Mass, and one of the boys, one of our altar servers, we're blessed to have so many altar servers and leaders like Micah's answering a call that he had, put him on the spot to go to the seminary this year. Doesn't mean that he's necessarily gonna become a priest, right? I'll tell you that. But he sensed that call and he's gonna go to the St. Joseph Seminary. That's great. It's awesome. We're happy for that. And Micah and several of the other leaders give example to the younger ones. And one of the little ones, one of our youngest servers, came up at 7:30. He was flying solo. I came out for Mass at 7:30, and I'm like, Sam, you ready to fly solo? And he goes, yeah, Father, I get more action this way. That boy was ready to go. He's got, I get more action this way. 7:30 in the morning, about this tall. I mean, the actual processional cross was bigger than him. And he's like, I get more action this way. You don't have to wait, little ones, to answer your call. Making your bed. Honoring your mother as Jesus honored his mother. He ascended into heaven and prepared a seat for him to his right, the Queen Mother. Set the table for your mom. Help with the dishes. All these little things. In closing, St. Paul says in Ephesians, encouraging the first Christians, we're not all called to be pastors. We're not all called to be evangelizers. We're not all called to do everything. And thank you, Jesus, we're not. Because there's a big world out there. There's a big world out there. And all of us every day can have that personal connection to God's call to us. He wants to text us. He wants to FaceTime us. He wants to call us. And he does that in the tabernacles of our hearts. And then he wants us, whether we're an MLB coach, a mother, a father, a son, a daughter. He wants us to bring the joy of a call to others. May our living to the fullness our call of Christ. Bring joy to our Lord and others. Today, let's answer that call.